Good morning. It is a Thursday. It is an open phone day today. We have ominous things happening in Kabul at the airport. A possibility of a terrorist attack. In fact, as they are saying, a terrorist attack is more likely than not today.
Did you not hear that Fox News alert a couple minutes ago?
Yeah, I did not hear the specific of the alert because I was in the bathroom.
An explosion did happen outside the airport.
Outside the airport, okay. Was there, and...
No word.
No word on that, okay. Other than the... Okay, so it did happen, okay. That's what happens when you take a break during the news to go to the bathroom and...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we'll find out more on that. But I guess the question is, how do we meet our August 31st? You know, we're trying to do some things that are impossible, it seems, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're trying to meet a deadline of August 31st. We're trying to face down both a terrorist group, an ISIS-K, apparently, and also the Taliban. Two ruthless terrorist groups. I'm not sure exactly. I'm guessing they are at odds with each other, though. Is that right, from what I understand?
Seems like it.
Yeah. So who knows what's going to happen, and how did we get into this mess? That's a question I would like to know.
Something tells me a multitude of factors, but I think it would take more of the time than we have this hour
to go
over all of them.
But it seems like if the ball could have been dropped any more, I don't know how it could have been. I mean, it's like, I'm not sure. Harry Truman used to say, the buck stops here. And frankly, that's kind of where we are right now. The presidency is not an easy position, but you have to take action when you need to take action, and you have to do the right thing. And yes, was there mistakes made previously? You bet.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, have we been there a very long time?
Yes. Yes.
Did we, was it time to get out of there?
Yes.
Yes. But how do you, if some places...
Something tells me that deadline is going to be extended at the 11th hour, whether President Biden wants to or not.
That is, you got to get your people home. You got to get your people home. You can't leave them there. Anyway, that's what's going on in Afghanistan.
More of the same, more or less.
Right, thank you for filling me in on the... I figured there would be an explosion. Okay, well, so I guess we heard there
so,
was
so
an
far, it's more or less more of the same.
Okay, more of the same... And let's face it, trying to get to the airport or trying to get out of there is going to be, you know, it's going to require more troops, probably, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a mess.
Ironic.
I know. And we've got the southern border, and then we've got Afghanistan refugees that are coming in.
Well, I remember hearing in the news this morning they're reinstituting some policies that these migrants on the southern border are going to have to stay in Mexico until their amnesty is approved.
Right.
Which that should relieve some of the problem going on the southern border.
That's the southern border issue. But we've got Afghanistan refugees that are coming in by the thousands. And what is concerning is that, and all of the pack of the people at the airport, if you've observed some of the visuals.
I've seen some photos, yes.
And you know, we've got we've got COVID and the Delta variant, and we've got all of these other things going. It's like, you know, it's like a perfect storm. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Yeah. It's like it's all happening. It's all being mixed together, and it's not a good mix.
No.
No, it isn't.
And the bigger problem is we're trying to deal with all those things at once.
Yeah. Now we're also dealing with the fact that we're back to school. It's hot, obviously, but we have air-conditioned schools.
It seems to be a pattern almost always. Like, the first couple weeks of school is like that last, you know, that last blast of summer heat.
Yeah.
For lack of a better phrase.
I don't know what the answer is. I mean, mask mandates? No, we don't have one. Florida... I don't understand Governor Ron DeSantis when he's got the worst record in the entire country right now.
You just don't understand Governor DeSantis?
I just don't understand how he keeps on saying, you know, it's like I'm not sure if the ostrich with the head in the sand or whether it's just the
Because it's always easier.
Obstinance.
It's always easier to admit that you were right than admit that you were wrong.
Yeah. It was interesting to hear Chuck Grassley yesterday, by the way, talk about the infrastructure bill. You had a great cut on that, and it was the we're talking about the 1.1. That was the 1.1 infrastructure, $1.1 trillion.
Would you like me to pull that cut back up?
Yeah, pull that cut up if you would. Yeah.
All right. It's going to take a minute here.
But we're talking about infrastructures.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, Senator Chuck Grassley visited Burlington, actually an office in our building, the Greater Burlington Partnership, which is almost exactly
one floor below us.
One floor below us, that's right. Excuse the computer noise, I'm trying to bring up a file.
Okay, that's okay.
And he got on the subject of the infrastructure plan and that...
The $1.1 trillion plan that was a joint plan that was basically worked out by a mix of Democrats and Republicans.
Yes, the bipartisan infrastructure bill that is the wrong file.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to give the gist of this then, because you spoke to the effect of people still continuing to oppose that level of spending, and those are people he basically said, I didn't hear that from people when President Trump proposed a $2 trillion spending bill, and here it is.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to play this audio clip here.
Okay.
This is when I asked him about opposition to the $1.1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. This is Senator Chuck Grassley.
I didn't hear it when Trump proposed $2 trillion. And
so that's the gist of it.
Yeah.
He said, and then he gave a breakdown of where the money comes from and how it's basically one-fourth of what President Trump proposed. And it's interesting to hear because Senator Grassley is a Republican.
Well, no, he is a Republican, but he's always been, but he's the longest.
I remember the phrase he used in another audio cut I didn't use was he referred to people opposing his actions as Trump Republicans.
He's been a senator since 1980. What's that, 41 years now?
Long time.
Long time.
He's been around the block.
He was in the House before he was in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the Iowa legislature, I think, a long, long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's been in, his entire life has been in government. And he's
been around the block.
He's got a folksy style, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he visits, they call it the Grassley, the 99 county plan.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was an episode of The Good Wife back in the day. remember that? You probably don't remember that show.
I'm just like, we're getting a Good Wife reference here.
No, because it was they called it the Grassley Maneuver is what it was. That's visiting every county in Iowa, 99 counties.
That's what he's been doing recently.
And
he's on a speaking tour.
He's on a speaking tour. And
the other day he also made appearances in Mount Pleasant and Wapello.
Right. So it's Chuck Grassley.
I believe we were either the 94th or 5th county he had visited this year.
He usually does not. What he does is he usually does not come out as being angry or flagrant or anything like that. He's always sort of like, this is not a good thing, but I'll tell you why it's not
very,
a good thing. Or yes, it's a good thing, and I'll tell you why.
Very, very eloquent.
Eloquent and laid back, and he's been doing it. He's smooth.
Smooth operator.
Smooth operator. Anyway. We're talking about anything else that's going on. Governor Kim Reynolds is one of only 8 governors in the entire country that has demanded no mask mandate.
Would you mind if I shift topics a little bit? This is staying on Governor Reynolds. This was a news story I had this morning about a group suing suing Governor Reynolds for repealing the extra unemployment benefits.
Okay.
And suing for that lost revenue. It's like, because Iowa is one of those states that have pretty much cut the extra $300 on top of state benefits.
Now, Grassley also talked about that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And that was basically saying that, that was partially the Senate's fault instituting those extra unemployment benefits in the current employment crisis, as we're going to call it, of people not coming back to work and having all these job openings and people being short-staffed. And saying cutting those extra benefits will motivate people to get back to work. And I think you and I, are you of that same mind? Because I, to a degree, am, because there are certain jobs where if people are making more money not working than working, what's the point of trying to find another job?
Yeah, no, that's exactly. I mean, I think that's and we had $600. Remember, it was $600
mm-hmm.
at the first, and that was and I was. But that, see,
yeah, and
but
the
it was implemented
is,
across the country. But, mm-hmm. I mean, $600 extra a week.
Iowa has since ended that.
If you're working in San Francisco, that's a different story.
Iowa has since ended that. And, yeah, it is a different story because implementing that, you know, cost of living is different, say, in, I'm just going to say Nevada as opposed to Michigan.
Different in Chicago than it is here. Different in New York. Different, obviously different in Los Angeles, which is a very,
different
very
in,
expensive
different
place.
Different in Florida.
Different in Florida.
It's different everywhere.
Yes, it is. And it's,
we're just going to say it's
one,
different everywhere.
In other words, a one-size-fits-all doesn't
yes,
work.
Yes, one-size-fits-all
well.
Definitely does not work in terms of states. And Iowa is one of those states that chose to basically cut those benefits in an effort to try and motivate people to get back to work. And to a degree, I'd say it's working because unemployment is steadily on the downturn in Iowa and it, as it is nationally. But, you know, like you said, one size doesn't fit all.
No, there's no doubt about that. We're talking about the things that are going on, COVID and the Delta variant. And the fact is we've got viruses surging. We're now seeing, particularly in the South, we're seeing surging. I'm not sure where we are here. We don't seem to get a lot of information out of Iowa, do we?
Well, no, because we cut back from daily reports to weekly.
So I don't know where we are in terms of where we are, in terms of how we're doing. I did have Dr. Michael Ash said that he was he had not had really any, as far as he knew, there was no cases that he had to deal with at Southeastern. And they've got full residence halls. And so apparently, I'm not sure if that means that people are being careful or whether they do have, they are
well,
asking people inside buildings to use and wear masks.
Voluntarily
asking, yes.
Yes, and well, a report I got this morning was cases among people kids under the age of 17 is up to 17%.
You know,
from 13.
The other issue, and I brought this up with Pat.
And over the past week, the total number of cases added in Iowa over a seven-day period, I believe, was around 7,500, something like that.
And we seem to be seeing more. We seem to be seeing more the children. And the fact is that you can't get the vaccine. First off, the good news, Pfizer vaccine has been given full FDA approval.
And it is the one rated for kids 6 to 12.
Yeah, is it
6 and up?
Is
I believe.
It 6 and up that they've got that?
I believe it is. Yes.
I thought it was still 12 and up.
I don't remember if they extended that or not, but it is rated for kids for children of a certain age.
Yeah.
But the real issue is kids not in that age bracket.
Right.
What do you do with them?
Wear a mask? Voluntarily?
Yeah, if you're a parent, do you make that decision to make them wear a mask?
And if you are a parent, does it...
Ultimately, because there is no mask mandate, that decision does fall on the parent.
Yeah, it would indeed. It is...
Unless if the kid just says, you know what, I feel like wearing a mask is the right thing to do, maybe the kid makes the decision, I don't know, but ultimately it probably is the parent whether or not they ask them to wear a mask at school.
I don't know. I guess we could ask if anybody is a parent that's sent their kid to school. You know, there's a general sort of a consensus feeling.
And there are also schools in certain places. Like, I have a parent who's a school teacher, and she has kids who are on – some who are still on partial online learning.
Yeah.
That's also still an option some school districts are offering.
Now, they do have an online, there is some online learning at Burlington, and there is some online learning, online classes available at SCC. By and large, no, they're not doing this mass online.
They're not going to full online.
They're not
virtual
going to
learning.
Virtual learning.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not doing that.
I mean, that's commonplace for most colleges and junior colleges to offer online classes, but to the extent they were offered during the pandemic, I'm not sure if that's how it was before.
Anyway, and we've got this. We were talking earlier about the fact is now to choose to get an to vaccinate or not to vaccinate, and I don't understand the reasoning or the rationale that people have for not wanting to be vaccinated and not wanting to get this thing
behind. I don't understand it either, but one thing we are definitely seeing more and more as the Delta variant or whatever is happening to cause spread, people and organizations are trying to make it more and more difficult to not be vaccinated. Like, you see arenas and teams, and like the Las Vegas Raiders recently came out and said, if you can't show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test, we're not letting you in the building. We're seeing more and more stuff like that.
That is what we are seeing. And I guess the question I have for anybody that's listening is, what are you seeing? And what's your feeling on businesses that are now saying, hey, no vaccination, you got to...
You can't work here.
You can't work here. The other one is you want to go to an event? Okay.
Get a shot.
Yeah, you got to have a shot or a show in negative.
Well, I think you and I are of a similar opinion on this. These are private companies, and they set their own terms of employment and their own parameters for being within that business. Like, for example, you understand hospitals mandating vaccines for employees, don't
right,
you?
Right, I do.
Because certain, like, working at Target is one thing, nothing wrong with that, but if you're working at a hospital and you are putting patients at risk of getting COVID-19, whether they're vaccinated or not, that's a big deal.
It is.
Don't you think?
No, it is. I can't understand why a nurse would possibly be objecting to getting vaccinated and keeping, you know.
You may not see it, but I have seen that.
And I don't understand it.
Neither do I.
It makes no sense at all.
Neither do I. I mean, it's a personal choice whether or not you get vaccinated. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. But I personally don't understand that mindset.
You know what? I don't either. We're going to take a break for news. We will be back, 754-1490. We'd like to hear from you today about what's on your mind. Crazy day, again, explosion. We'll get more details on that from Fox News. And we've got more news on the way.
COACH. Five letters synonymous with leadership and encouragement. But even more about your success in life. Hear from the coach right here on the Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. It's the Cyclones Coach's Corner with head coach Matt Campbell this Monday night at 6:30 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
This spring, there's an outside chance you're ready for some outside projects and 100% chance of saving at the Home Depot. Right now, stock up on 5 bags of Earth Grow or Vigoro mulch for only $10. Plus, with great low prices and free delivery on your favorite spring projects, you'll save in-store, online, store-wide. Bring on spring. The spring savings event, now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Continental U.S.
What are you most looking forward to doing this summer? Going to the movie theater, watching a baseball game, hosting barbecues with family and friends? There's so many great options. But before you get back to all of these fun activities, make sure that you're ready to do them safely. Getting the COVID-19 vaccine is the best way to help protect yourself, Iowans with disabilities, our senior citizens, and your loved ones against the virus. It's quick, effective, and free. Visit the Iowa Developmental Disabilities Council website or follow us on Facebook for more resources. With the vaccine, we can keep looking forward to exciting days ahead. Brought to you by the Iowa Developmental Disabilities Council.
I love hearing and learning about technology from you, and I love your one-liners. I love the dry sense of humor, and I think I'm hooked.
You know what it is? It's just trying to lighten it all up because, you know, sometimes when people talk about technology, you heard it, Judy. It's like Intel Core 5 processor, and you're like, oh, my gosh, how boring is that?
Kim Komando, Sundays from 11 till 2 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley held a public forum at the Greater Burlington Partnership on Wednesday as part of a statewide listening tour. The senator answered questions on topics ranging from vaccine mandates to the $1.1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Grassley stated his support for the new $1.1 trillion infrastructure bill, stating that the bill will help Iowa in the long run.
I think this is the 93rd or 94th county I've been in so far this year, and I'll bet in 80 or 85 of those counties, every time I heard about broadband and roads and bridges and the fact that 23% of the bridges in Iowa are structurally deficient and all this, I had a chance, along with 18 other Republicans, to join this bipartisan effort, so I did it.
A proposed class action lawsuit claims that Governor Reynolds' decision to end enhanced unemployment benefits for tens of thousands of residents violated state law and asks a court to reinstate their aid. The lawsuit seeks to make claimants eligible for potentially hundreds of millions of dollars in unemployment aid they have been denied since Iowa in June ended the federal pandemic relief programs that provided an extra $300 per week and expanded eligibility criteria. Reynolds says that ending benefits encouraged people to return to work, although the impact has been unclear. The lawsuit claims the decision violated a state law that says Iowa, quote, shall cooperate with the United States Department of Labor to the fullest extent in order to take advantage of federal unemployment programs. An Ottumwa man has been sentenced to over 300 months in prison for gun and drug charges. On Tuesday, 43-year-old Clinton Andrew Wynn of Ottumwa was sentenced to 332 months in prison for possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine and carrying a firearm in relation to drug trafficking. Wynn had previously pled guilty to the charges. The charges stem from a traffic stop in Fairfield on October 3rd of 2020, when Wynn was found to be in possession of 33 pounds of ice methamphetamine, a gun, and over $11,000 in cash. Wynn admitted that he had been involved in importing and distributing ice methamphetamine in southeastern Iowa. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. There have been explosions outside Kabul airport. Americans hurt.
We've just learned that at least three American troops were injured in this suicide bombing attack. A firefight broke out. We're told we don't know whether they were Marines or members of the 82nd Airborne. Both have been at that Abbey Gate. We can confirm it did occur. The suicide bombing did occur at the Abbey Gate. There are Afghan casualties. A firefight also broke out. This was a complex attack, I'm told, from senior U.S. officials with the sources on the ground.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. There's confirmation of a second explosion near the gate by the Barron Hotel.
The State Department put out the alert yesterday that Americans should not come to the gates.
Officials warning the threat is not over. I'm Lillian Wu, and this is a Fox News alert.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
A heat advisory in effect noon to 8 p.m. We're looking mostly sunny today. A high to 91 degrees. Heat index values up to 103 and a south wind at around 5. Partly cloudy tonight. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight. A low down to 72. Mostly sunny Friday. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. High to 91. Heat index values up to 101. Mostly clear Friday night. 73. Sunny Saturday. 91. Right now, we've got a sunny sky, 75 degrees.
Your child got hurt in the last game, and you're worried. Is it just a bruise or something more serious? Find out at the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center Orthopedics. No appointments, just answers. Orthopedic providers evaluate injured athletes who must be accompanied by a parent. Athletic trainers discuss follow-up care. Bring your insurance card to the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center Orthopedics in West Burlington. 8 till 9 every week during the fall sports season.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. The S&P 500 index and the NASDAQ each opened at new record highs this morning. Markets are mixed as investors are digesting second quarter U.S. economic growth numbers. They came in below expectations. GDP, gross domestic product, rose 6.6%. The Dow, about a half percent from its record high, though. One Fed official says it's time to taper off the juice that's being pumped into the U.S. economy and would like to see the taper done by the first quarter of next year. That Fed member is St. Louis Fed President Jim Bullard on CNBC today. The Fed's virtual Jackson Hole Economic Summit set to start. Investors are going to be paying close attention to that. Another 353,000 people in the U.S. applied for unemployment benefits last week, higher than the week before. The numbers are going in the wrong direction. A normal week would be more like 250,000 people. Ulta Beauty shares up 6% this morning on strong quarterly results. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
And there's a change in the weather.
It's horrible out here.
And you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain in effect.
On air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
And welcome back on the talk show today. It's an open phone day today. There has explosions, as you've heard, just outside the Kabul airport. It looks like, well, chaos is reigned. I said chaos is reigning, and a lot of, I'm seeing somebody reading that some of these European countries are pulling all of their people out or are stopping their evacuations and pulling their troops out that they have. American troops, I'm not sure exactly where we stand. I don't know what we do with all these Americans that are still trying to flee. And I think the fact is somebody's got to secure this place and somebody's got to be able to get some control where there is no control.
Something tells me we're still trying to figure it out ourselves.
It sounds like we're playing it by ear, but unfortunately our ear is just getting... our eardrums getting busted mostly is what it's happening, is if we are listening at all. It is a Thursday. We're talking about anything and everything that is on your mind today. I guess the question I have is, again, we talked about vaccinations. If you were reluctant to get a vaccination, are you any less reluctant by having the FDA give full approval to the Pfizer vaccine?
I certainly hope so.
If it is, that's a question that, but that's a question only somebody who's not vaccinated can answer. Other thing is that children, should we have, are you sending, if you're sending your kid, if you've got a small child, are you sending them with a mask, not a mask? I'm probably, my wife teaches elementary music, and she said, not many masks.
I really couldn't tell you. Like, I have a sister who teaches fourth grade, and that's right around that age bracket where they're not vaccinated.
But they do have a mask mandate.
But yeah, that's in Illinois, so they do have a mask mandate.
See, where we've got this sort of hopscotch of...
But I guarantee you there's probably some parents who are complaining to the school about it.
I'm wondering... I'm sure there are, but there's got to be some people that are... Is anybody complaining in Iowa about the fact we...
By the fact we don't have a mask mandate? There's got to be several people.
But there's got to be some school districts, too. I don't know. Do you know of any school district that's not, that is basically fighting the governor on establishing?
I would assume it's probably in some of the larger cities like Des Moines, maybe Iowa City, because you remember last year the Des Moines school district defied the governor's order on 50% in-person learning and continued to have them all virtual for longer than they were supposed to. Because you would think it would be some district like that, one of the larger ones, but so far I haven't seen anything on any districts defying the governor in terms of putting in their own mask mandates. Because as we've seen, and because if they do, we've heard from the governor, they're threatened to take away all funding from the schools if they do so.
Oh, that's what they've done in Florida, but they've got a host of places that are all simply saying, basically, no, Governor DeSantis, you're wrong. We're surging out of control here. Alabama is surging. Louisiana is in trouble. Texas, we've got Texas is being defied by a whole bunch of districts in Texas. I'm not sure where all of this is going to go. I believe that President Biden did say that he would use certain funds, emergency funds, would he not, for any district that did have aid of any sort taken away. Is that right?
That's right. And also, we took a meeting with the Secretary of Education, whose name escapes me, I'm sorry, but to see if there was legal action against states who have banned mask mandates by state law. And Governor Reynolds came out and said, we can take this to court if you want, basically, and saying that since it should be a state law decision rather than a federal one.
And Governor Reynolds is already, going to court potentially to, battle unemployment benefits? Is that right?
Yes, and there is apparently a class action lawsuit being put together regarding Governor Reynolds cutting the extension on, or rather the expanded unemployment benefits, which is presumably being done in an effort to put an end to the staffing and employment crisis and motivate people to find new jobs. Because, like we've said multiple times, if you're paying more people not to work than to work, you're going to have staffing issues. You're going to have employment issues.
There is no doubt about that. It is. I don't know how we're doing. I do know, and we talked a little bit about some of the problems we're facing. Nurses, we were having. I did ask Dr. Ash yesterday about nursing is the number one. More students at SCC are enrolled in the nursing program than any other single program.
There's a lot of schools like that where the nursing program is the biggest one. Like, for example, my alma mater, St. Ambrose University, has a very large nursing program.
But we're also seeing a sort of a mix because hospitals right now are facing a severe nursing shortage.
I think there's one big factor that actually I spoke to Senator Grassley about this briefly. A big factor he said, and one I subscribe to, is general COVID fatigue, is that nurses are just burnt out dealing with
the
virus.
They've got to be. If after a certain amount of time...
You just have to say, I'm done with this, I can't deal with it anymore.
And there's also, you're also seeing nurses that have been on staff, and you're seeing, what is right now happening is recruiting what we call traveling nurses. And traveling nurses go from place to place, and they're being paid at a big premium.
Mm-hmm. So another thing you're seeing hospitals do is virtual nursing.
Virtual nursing. Okay.
Yes, Grassley spoke that this is something that larger hospitals like Mercy One are doing, and that's also helping to employ people to be virtual nurses and do virtual visits. Like virtual doctor's visits have been a thing since the pandemic has been going on. So naturally, virtual nursing would be a part of that.
It would seem that anything, but I think
is that a solution to the problem? I don't know. Like hiring specifically virtual nurses, I don't know if that's a solution. But a lot of places already have virtual nursing, so I don't know what the solution to this is. Is just you keep hiring, just keep the turnover rate for nurses this high, or do you just?
I don't know what you do. I really don't know. And you've got doctors. The doctors have to be burned out, too, aren't they?
Oh, big time.
I mean, the fact is you can only take so much for so long, and eventually it's like, you got to get out of this. I've got to get out of this place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're not, I don't know where we are. It might be an interesting call or an interesting, if statistic, to see where we are great at the Southeast Iowa Regional
With Great River Health Systems.
And Great River Health Systems or whatever. Because that is now that's incorporating both Fort Madison Community Hospital and Great River. And they're under Southeast Iowa Regional Health Centers is what it is now. But I'd be curious to see where we stand in terms of...
Issue that people brought up, and it's an interesting one for me. And it's vaccine mandates specifically for the military.
Yes, and that is something
Senator Goodwin brought up. Senator Goodwin, our district senator.
State senator, yes.
Our district state senator here in Des Moines County.
Asked Brad Grassley that, didn't he?
He brought this up with the meeting with Grassley, and Grassley said he was vehemently against mandates of any kind, including the military. But it is something the president, as commander-in-chief, has the authority to do.
You know, I think a lot of it is government versus private. Private can do anything they want. I'm thinking about, back a few months ago, I said, you know what normal is? I said, normal is a full Kinnick Stadium. Normal is a full Kinnick Stadium on a football Saturday. That's normal. And apparently we're going to have a full football stadium in Kinnick Stadium. I don't know if there's any requirements.
Whether the university requires vaccination or not, I would guess they can't.
I don't think they can, as long as it's not mandatory.
If they can't mandate masks, they definitely cannot mandate vaccines, because
that
is a state entity.
Yeah.
And they fall under the state law, so.
Well, you tell me what you think. I'd like to hear from somebody else about what our thoughts are. Again, two explosions have occurred at Kabul Airport. There is reports of potentially some fatalities as well as
heard
many
anything,
injuries.
Didn't hear anything about fatalities.
Yeah,
confirmed.
I did read that in an AP story that came out.
Yep. Okay.
So there, but it's the information is coming out as we. A bit by bit right now, so we'll find out more about that. But it's really just a terrible end to a really long campaign. We needed an end, but not this way.
If you mind if I get a bit back on our previous topic
here,
and that is vaccine mandates for attendance for sporting events, specifically college sporting events. Do you see the NCAA trying to do anything like this?
I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either, because you can't do it as a blanket thing with the NCAA, because there are so many schools in so many states with different laws and different mandates.
I do know that major public events, major concerts, a lot of concerts have been moved, a lot of concerts, some concert tours have been changed. I know that Broadway, if you want to go to a play on Broadway, they are filling Broadway up, and Broadway is returning, but they are filling it up. But you have to have you have to have a mask on. That's required.
Or proof of a COVID test.
A mask on is regardless of whatever.
You have to have either a vaccination or proof of a negative test.
And it has to be, I believe, within the past 24 to 48
larger,
hours.
I see the major sports leagues doing that. I could see the NFL requiring vaccination for, say, the Super Bowl.
Well, and they have, what they are doing is that they are saying, and all of the major conferences in football are saying that if your team cannot play a game because of COVID
you forfeit.
You forfeit that game.
And that counts as a loss and a win for your opponent.
And a win for your opponent. If both teams cancel, then it goes down as a no contest.
Oh, I thought it was a loss for both of them.
No, it goes down.
No, that's in the
NFL.
The NFL also is saying if you have to forfeit a game, if a game is canceled because of COVID, you forfeit all earnings from that game.
All earnings are forfeited,
and it's a loss for both of you.
And all earnings for both teams are also.
This is particularly interesting for me as a hockey fan, because rising COVID cases caused the border to close down again. Because it's a league with the most teams abroad for America, because there's 7 Canadian teams.
Yes.
And that's going to cause a lot of issues in terms of playing games across the northern border.
Well, we find that we know less. We don't know. The things we don't know is a lot more than the things we do. I was talking about Broadway. I will tell you this, that I do know that at the Players Workshop, they've got a show opening up on October 1st. That show is A Fox on the Fairway. And what happens is in that play for the not in the play, but for that show, it is going to be they are going to be doing social distancing. They will allow people to be together as families or couples or whatever, but it will be every other row. They'll be doing every other row and then spreading people out, and masks will be required.
Yep.
At least that's for the opening play. Beyond that, Anybody knows. 950 KBUR. We'll be back right after this.
When you think about all those hours in the film room, every sprint in the summer, think of every sacrifice that no one saw. Every bump in the road has been leading to this moment. The 2021 Hawkeye football season starts in September. Catch every second of the action here on the Hawkeye Sports Network. From Learfield.
The Hawks open the season Saturday, September 4th, hosting Indiana with pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 2:30.
Are you prepared? Every 4.2 seconds, there is a new strain of malware. Cyber attacks are up 400% since the pandemic started. And it's not just some bored kid messing around in their parents' basement anymore. Extremely well-funded organizations and even nations have full-time hacking operations targeting anyone with a device on the network, even at the home office. Are all of your business computers up to date on patches? Does your company have an enforced security policy? If an employee clicks on something they shouldn't have, are you going to go out of business or restoring a backup? The threat is serious. Are you prepared? Call JNS today for a free security consultation. For service you can rely on, JNS Electronics at 319-752-5603 or visit us on the web at www.jselectronics.com.
There are always unbeatable prices at the So-and-So Shop. Hi, this is Alice, and we sell unmatchable Husqvarna Viking and Singer sewing machines. We have overstock and floor model machines to fit your need and budget with financing available. Now is a great time to upgrade. The So-and-So Shop also services most brands and models of mechanical sewing machines with over 50 years combined technical service experience. Visit us soon. The So-and-So Shop, 3206 Division Street, Burlington.
Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
A lot of conversations across the country about COVID, about schools. It's part of the DNA of our health system now. And again, I mean, the vaccination has proved to be about 99% effective in terms of severe illness. Right. Not to not getting it, by the way, but to having either asymptomatic or very mild symptoms, not hospitalizations or death.
Weekdays, it's Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weeknights from 5 till 8 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And welcome back on the talk show today. It is an open phone day today, and everything is in uncertain territory. How about if we put it that way? We've got COVID is uncertain. The Delta variant has thrown a monkey wrench into a lot of things, particularly in the South. We still have 8 states that refuse to have any mask mandates whatsoever. And then we have a number of states, Illinois, for instance, requiring all masks for all indoor activities. Hey, where you are and what you're doing in California, it's different than Florida. And, they were talking about, and Florida's, I'm not sure what's going on in Florida other than there's a lot of people that are getting sick in Florida and their hospitals are full, of COVID patients. So it's like, and we got Afghanistan going on. It's crazy. We've got, let's see, price of lumber. We're seeing building supplies skyrocketing again in price. They were down for a while. Now they seem to be going back up. Buying cars, getting cars, new cars, chips. We had talk about anybody trying to buy a new car, brand new cars. Yeah, it's
well. You've got to look at it like this. Pretty much any manufacturer has had their supply chains completely ruined by COVID because where is 90% of stuff coming from?
90% of the stuff and the chips are coming from China.
I was just going to say overseas in general.
Yeah,
but
overseas in general.
Yes,
but, yeah.
But a bulk of it is from China.
Yeah,
just like. I know multiple people in manufacturing, and their supply chains are ruined because of COVID, because it's hard to get goods from overseas.
And vehicles, we've got. I know I had the police on. I know we had the fire department on. They're talking about fire department ambulances. They're being delayed. Police cars and sheriff's cars. They're being delayed getting what you are. try to rent a car. You try to rent a car. I was looking.
You can't.
I'm going to a high school reunion next weekend. And I was looking at renting a car because I typically, you know, I've done that in the past. But it's the price is so high. It's like, no, I'm going to drive my wife's car and take that up there. And it's like, yeah, the rental cars, getting a car is, and because what happened is they didn't, with everything, when everything got shut down, it sort of, it really, who did it hurt the most? Well, obviously the rental car companies, none of them did really well during a lockdown.
No, it didn't.
Now, then all they had to do then, they were trying to scramble to get cars, but they couldn't get cars because of the same reason the dealers couldn't get the cars. So they were trying to get the used cars, and the dealers were trying to get the used cars, and it's like, so we demand and supply have all been screwed up. We've had Steve Ritter on with me talking about the fact that you order stuff and you don't know for sure what you're going to get in. We were talking about the fact is that what is the number one job that's open in the area? CDL drivers.
Mm-hmm. CDL drivers.
Not just semis, but people willing to drive and deliver stuff. So it's a really frustrating time. We're sort of like, we got one foot into this thing and one foot out of it, and we're still just sort of like laboring right now. And it's frustrating, isn't it?
Frustrating is the best word to describe it.
And I don't know what you do. I don't know
no
what
one
you
knows
do.
What you do.
And I don't have the answer. You can't.
No one does.
We can't. There's mask mandates in effect some places. No mask mandates in effect some places. We got
mask mandates outlawed in
what
some places.
What we are not seeing, by and large, is a lot. We are not seeing a large amount of what we call virtual learning. The word virtual is moving sort of out of the lexicon, so to speak. Now, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
But we're still not. But the Delta variant, it's sort of like it leaves you in an era of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And that is really where we are right now.
Yep.
I don't know. no calls in today, but I think hopefully you've enjoyed a little chat. Again, the Afghanistan situation, chaos indeed. Even worse now. Because there is fighting going on, firefights are going on, explosions have gone on.
Well, yeah, it boils down to you don't give the enemy hard dates on plans.
You know, yeah, I think that's...
And if you have a hard date on your plans, you don't go on international television and say it.
You don't pull everybody out before you know what you're doing all the way across. It is not a very pleasant sight or scene right now. That the imagery of people falling off of a plane or climbing out or trying to hold on to a plane, a C-47,
terrifying.
It's an image that will be one of those. Do you want to bet that image is going to be in somebody's campaign ad?
Oh, you can bet on it.
I think there's going to be a whole bunch of these images that are going to be in there. And I think the question is, is it or isn't it, what side of the fence and how political are you and how much of your belief in whether to get a vaccine or not is based on politicized? And I think you said a lot of it is a lot of it's a politics thing. Is it a red state or blue state? Southern state, northern state? All of it seems to not make a lot of difference. Anyway, want to thank you for listening today. And coming up, we've got AgriTalk on the way. You can find out what they're going. It's coming up on AgriTalk Newsmaker Day today.